You're listening to an African Elements top news story for July 27, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Nigeria is at the center of a significant debate regarding the adoption of genetically modified organism, GMO, crops. This discussion contrasts concerns about food sovereignty and potential food colonialism with arguments for achieving food security. The recent approval of GMO crops has ignited strong reactions, particularly after medical influencer Chinonso Ejemba promoted their benefits. His meeting with Bill Gates, a major investor in African GMO technology, fueled public outrage. Genetically modified organisms, GMOs, are living things whose genetic material has been altered using genetic engineering techniques, differing from traditional breeding methods. Genetic engineering allows for the direct modification of specific genes to create desired characteristics much faster than older methods. Critics worry that the growing presence of GMOs, especially with foreign influence, could turn Nigeria into a dumping ground for rejected genetic technologies. They fear it could make the nation dependent on corporations controlling the food supply and threaten traditional farming methods and local seed systems. Food sovereignty is the right to healthy and culturally appropriate food produced sustainably. It empowers farmers to control their seeds, land, water, and biodiversity, contrasting with systems dominated by large corporations. Proponents of GMOs argue that these crops could address Nigeria's severe hunger crisis, with nearly 31 million people in urgent need of food. GMO crops are designed to improve resilience and yields, especially as climate change affects weather patterns. The global market value of biotechnology is $295 billion USD, indicating significant investment in this field. Critics express concerns about neo-colonial practices and foreign control over Nigeria's food supply through GMO technology. Food colonialism describes situations where outside powers gain control over developing countries' food systems, undermining local food security and economic independence. Critics argue that this perpetuates exploitation patterns with resources taken from developing nations. Strong intellectual property, IP rights for genetically modified seeds, could lead to legal issues for small farmers attempting to replant seeds, forcing them to buy new seeds annually. Greenpeace and other environmental groups argue that GMOs can worsen food insecurity and threaten food sovereignty by trapping farmers in debt cycles. Allegations exist that foreign institutions aim to control the global food supply and impose food colonialism through GMOs and agricultural chemicals. Concerns also arise over RNA agriculture, which may lead to biotechnology elites controlling the food supply and altering ecosystems unpredictably. Intellectual property rights on seeds grant exclusive rights to patent holders, limiting farmers' ability to save and share seeds. RNA agriculture involves using RNA molecules to target specific genes in pests or diseases, differing from traditional GMOs that alter a plant's DNA. Nigeria's National Biosafety Management Agency, NBMA, states that approved GMOs are safe and regulated according to international standards. However, calls for independent assessments and removal of foreign influence persist. The NBMA oversees biosafety rules, permits for research, and compliance monitoring. Experts urge an independent national study to assess the spread of GMOs in Nigeria, free from foreign biotechnology interests. Recommendations include developing local GMO alternatives and collaborating with government and research institutions. While the NBMA asserts GMOs are safe, independent scientific studies are needed to evaluate health impacts and environmental effects. Understanding the socioeconomic impact of GMOs requires data on farmer debt cycles, income changes, and relationships with seed suppliers. Raising awareness among farmers is crucial for GMO adoption, emphasizing the need for clear data on GMOs' effects on livelihoods. Information on GMO labeling practices and consumer awareness is essential for informed choices. Public perception of RNAi-based biopesticides influences acceptance, highlighting the importance of transparency and education. To address environmental concerns, specific studies on GMOs' effects on biodiversity and soil health are necessary. Critics call for local GMO alternatives and biosecurity strategies, exploring traditional breeding programs and sustainable practices. A combination of biotechnological and conventional breeding approaches is suggested to enhance agricultural production. Public opinion on GMOs varies across Africa, with South Africa leading in adoption. Copyright African Elements.